This is an acknowledgement of the great potential that we have in the county. I'd just like to acknowledge the partnership with Port Foulshea as well in relation to this joint initiative. And there's a lot of work has been done at a council level, and the officials at the council level have been working on a number of developments. So this is specific to Measure 2. I know there's other measure applications in as well, which hopefully we'll be in a position to announce later in the year. But for Measure 2, we have the continuation of the further development and enhancement of the extension of the Liver County to Bordenport Greenway Phase 1 that takes in Priestley Fulcara, and also we have the Glenties Trail and in the Peninsula of Flannad as well, with the Great Arch Trail, which is really, really important for the number of people now that are exercising, no matter what age. They're out and about. They're out and about evenings, mornings, weekends, and fundamentally to the potential of this county when we want to build that product for tourists to enjoy our county. These three schemes will be really, really important.
In terms of the Great Arch, we know there have been access issues and question marks over access being blocked and so on in recent years. Does this suggest that those issues have now been resolved and we will see a properly designated and a properly maintained trail that will allow people to enjoy that amenity?
Yeah, I think so. And look, with any issue, communication and consultation is key, and I know local councillors and officials from Donegal County Council have been very proactive in relation to that particular project, and I'd be hoping now that this investment will see a project being realised in that area which will allow people to enjoy the recreational amenity that it is. So hopefully this will be a positive step forward. I think it's really, really important whenever new projects which are community projects are coming on board that consultation is at the centre, and when people are talking, when people know the score, when people know what's going on and what the potential that there is, and which involves people putting their heads together, that is so, so important. But from a tourism potential, you can pick any part of this great county of Donegal for any of the walkways and recreational amenities, and it's about building on that infrastructure and ensuring that the Wild Atlantic Way continues to be an integral part of the marketing of not just Ireland, but in particular a county that has been neglected for so many decades.